This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Retailers gnash their teeth and call it showrooming. You and I may call it comparison shopping, the tendency to pop into a bricks-and-mortar store to check out the merchandise, but then buying online if the price is right. But the non-digital stores, the ones that exist in three dimensions, are responding with tactics of their own. From Birmingham, Alabama, Gigi Duban reports.
A couple years ago, a woman walked into the Track Shack, a running specialty shop near Birmingham. She was shopping for a new pair of running shoes. She tried on a bunch, finally settled on a pair, and headed toward the register with the sales guy.
And by the time they got to the counter with the shoes to make the purchase, she had found a pair online. She said, "Well, I don't want those. I just bought some online," on her phone.
And that was the moment Scott Strand decided he had to do something. He's managing partner at the Track Shack. He put up a sign.
It says, "Please do not accept our service, then buy online. Support your local retailer."
Translation, don't showroom here. The sign is still up, but Strand estimates his store still loses tens of thousands of dollars each year to online retailers like Amazon. Big stores like Target and Best Buy are fighting back.
Now, what the brick-and-mortar retailers have done is they are trying to reduce that competitive disadvantage.
That's Shankar Ganesan. He edits the Journal of Retailing. He says big box retailers give incentives like price matching, and they offer same-day pickup for items ordered on their websites. So now we're seeing reverse showrooming, or webrooming as it's known.
That is, they go online first, check out things, and then buy it in the store.
Ganesan says retailers realized people are going to do their homework online. People like Laura Kate Whitney, a mom and community activist in Birmingham. When she was shopping for a leaf blower, she went online first to read customer reviews.
And so then I went to the store about a mile from my house to buy it.
She says she's an immediate gratification kind of gal.
Rather than waiting for it to be delivered to my house, I just get in my car and go find it locally.
Even if it costs a little more. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.